What do we know or what will we know in the future about the use of this kind of strategy, including biologics?
Yeah. You know, we have very limited data when we go back to all these trials, Optimox 1, Optimox 2, the Italian trial, how biologics would affect this whole concept of stop-and-go maintenance therapy and chemotherapy-free intervals. We're currently conducting a trial led by Mayo Clinic looking at an optimized FOLFOX regimen plus bevacizumab in a stop-and-go design which includes bevacizumab as biologic agent. In this trial, patients receive a non-bolus-containing FOLFOX regimen plus bevacizumab for 4 months of therapy, 8 cycles. And then we have a planned discontinuation of oxaliplatin, keep 5-FU bevacizumab around, and reintroduce oxaliplatin again after planned maintenance phase of 4 months of treatment, 8 cycles of therapy. And this trial is more than halfway accrued, so we'll have some data probably next year to see whether this concept of keeping biologics as an integral component of maintenance therapy actually allows us to deliver more treatment for a longer period of time, delaying tumor progression for a longer period of time without affecting toxicity too much. The future that I can see actually, which is currently being explored in various trials, is actually using this potential strength of biologic agents to delay tumor progression in this maintenance phase. And exactly the idea that you might induce a response by using conventional chemotherapy plus a biologic, one or two biologic, and then maintain the response by using biologic agents, perhaps in the future, two oral agents, one oral agent, to then allow patients to have a long-term delay of tumor progression with very limited toxicity.